Hey, health junkies. It's time for The Health Fix. Join your host, Dr. Janine Krause, as she gives you a dose of what you need to know and do right now to take control of your health from the inside out, to rebel against aging, look damn good, fight stress, and laugh every day.
Hello there, health junkies. Welcome to another episode of The Health Fix. I'm your host, Dr. Janine Krause. In today's episode, I'm talking all about why you should not be afraid to try CBD oil. Now, I had another podcast not too long ago where I did an interview with Lane Kennedy Levy, and we talked all about hemp and CBD oil, and we just talked about how it affects the body. And today I'm not going to talk 100% about how it affects the body because I think everyone kind of knows it's going to help with pain, anxiety, chilling the nervous system. If you want more details, go to my podcast on that. You can find all my podcasts at drjkrausend.com. Just do a search for hemp oil and you'll find it right over there. But today I want to go into why I think everyone who has pain, anyone who has anxiety, anyone who just needs to work on their nervous system should consider trying CBD oil and stop being afraid of it. Because CBD oil itself is derived from hemp. It has no THC in it if it is a pure CBD oil. If it has THC in it, it will say that. That's why you can buy CBD oil anywhere in the U.S. and online now. And you're not doing anything bad. It is not a drug. It's working on your endocannabinoid system that every single one of us have in our bodies. And it's working to calm the system down. And we're finding great success with it because pretty much anyone that lives on this universe, and especially in the United States, is stressed the heck out because we are living in an environment way faster than our lovely little caveman nervous systems can tolerate. And if you've listened to any of my podcasts about stress, I talk a lot about us being stuck in fight or flight mode. I talk a lot about us being stuck with a vagus nerve. So that's our fight or flight nerve, our longest nerve in our body that is completely dysregulated. And CBD oil can legitimately help with calming your nervous system down and helping you to obtain homeostasis, which means balance in the body. The problem that we have with CBD oil is that it's hard to figure out what dosage you should take. And most people end up taking too small of a dosage for their body and too small of a dosage for how, let's say, jacked up their body is. Meaning, our endocannabinoid systems need more CBD to be effective when we are out of balance more severely. So the more severe pain you have, the more severe anxiety you have, the more severe stress you have, the shittier you eat, the crappier your lifestyle is, the less you sleep, the more CBD you might actually need. So another concept that I really want folks to think about here, because I'm going to talk about basic guidelines, because what I found in my practice is that a lot of folks are scared of CBD oil, thinking that it's some kind of drug. It's not. It's hemp. We've used hemp to make ropes for many years. We used hemp to make clothes for many years, or we have been using it for many years to make clothes. It's the THC that's, quote, the drug. However, I am going to mention a little bit later what my thoughts are with THC. But CBD in and of itself has some amazing benefits if you know some basics on how to experiment to find your right dosage. So that being said, CBD does not have a toxicity level, which is quite amazing because I work with herbs all the time in my practice as a natural doctor or a naturopathic medicine doc. And I'm constantly trying to guess how many pills someone might need or what the dosage might be for the individual because everybody's different and how out of whack their body is. I might need to use three times the dosage that it says on a bottle of herbs based on what I'm trying to achieve. And the same goes for CBD, otherwise known as cannabidiol. cannabidiol is one of the major cannabinoids found in the cannabis sativa plant. It's the second most abundant, of course, after THC, tetrahydrocannabinol. And THC is what we all know as being the drug, the taboo part of the cannabis plant. But I want you to rethink that a little bit. And I'm going to talk a little bit later about THC, but let's first talk about CBD and why I do think that most folks should try it. And when I say most folks, I really don't see really a reason why anyone shouldn't try it. It's useful in many different areas, especially if say the only thing that you have is a lot of stress and you leave a stressful life. It's good to use a little bit of CBD to help just calm your nervous system, because I think a lot of us, we suck at meditation. We maybe don't do things to take care of ourselves, and maybe this is one thing we could do as a wellness type of treatment for ourselves. Now, CBD oil comes in a lot of different, let's say, delivery methods now. You can vape it. You can apply CBD oil to your skin. You can use a sublingual dropper and put it under your tongue. You can get capsules. You can even get a bath bomb with CBD oil in it, which is pretty awesome if you've got some aches and pains and like to take baths. Now, you can get it chocolate. You could get it in water, gummies, it's in honey. There's all kinds of different ways to deliver this to your body, which makes it a little tricky in terms of like, where do you start in this department? Well, you're wanting to think about a couple different things when you embark on trying CBD oil. I talk to patients about two methods that I think are the most useful to start with. One is the capsules. And the reason for starting with capsules is that you have a dosage that you know for sure is in that capsule. Now, the caveat with the capsules is that you have to swallow them. They have to go through your digestive system. Well, what does that mean? Well, it means that it's going to be less effective and it's going to take about an hour or sometimes up to an hour and a half before it comes effective into your system. So you have to wait to get results. Same thing goes if you're going to eat chocolate with CBD in it. Same thing goes if you're going to eat a gummy. Now, it all's going through your gut, so it's going to take a little bit of time. In terms of the gummies, in terms of the capsules, you know that you're getting what is said in there because per serving, they are able to tell you because it's been tested to be accurate, like this capsule has 25 milligrams of CBD. So speaking of 25 milligrams, I'm throwing that number out there because it's a nice place for folks to start. Some docs even recommend that as the wellness dosage of some of CBD to take daily just to help to soothe your endocannabinoid system or soothe your nervous system. Now, a lot of people, depending on where you're at in life in terms of stress, but also how much you weigh. Now, I'm not talking about just your body weight. I'm talking about how much fat you have, because you might take in a capsule of CBD oil that's 25 milligrams, but it's going to get into your digestive system, then it's going to get absorbed across into the bloodstream, and some of it's going to go right to your fat and just get stored there and not be useful. So the higher body fat percentage that you have, the more CBD milligrams you might need. So keep that in mind. Now, because you're embarking on an exploration into what is going to work best for you, I do recommend starting, like I said, with a capsule or a sublingual dropper tincture form of CBD, which in you're going to take a liquid form of it and you're going to put it underneath your tongue because you've got two blood vessels under there that help to absorb the CBD across into the bloodstream. And you're going to hold it there for about 60 seconds. Then you're going to swallow what didn't get absorbed across the vessels. You don't want to spit it out because you spent a decent amount of money on it. That being said, there are variances in terms of CBD oil costs. And cost is a huge factor. This is not cheap. CBD oil is not cheap. You shouldn't be spending 10 bucks and thinking you're going to get something that's a quality product. It's going to suck. And the reason being is that there are extraction methods such as ethanol extraction, such as CO2 extraction. Those are the two most common extraction methods to get CBD into an oil format. So you extract it, then you're going to put it into coconut oil is most common carrier. And so what does this mean? Well, the higher quality extraction in the ethanol or in the CO2 methods, it's costly. It's more expensive. Unfortunately, there are some companies out there that are extracting in very cheap methods that are going to end up with toxic chemicals in your CBD oil. So don't skimp, spend some money on your products. And I'm going to give you a list of companies and products that I like because of their extraction methods and because I've seen them work in myself, in patients. And so I will give you all that. But I did want to make that note on don't cheap out on when you buy your CBD products, because for a lot of people, I've had patients tell me, oh, I bought CBD oil on Amazon and I spent $20 and it sucked. Well, yeah, one, probably because you had a poor extraction technique product, but you also probably didn't use enough. So that being said, let's talk a little bit about how you go about getting this CBD into your system. So like I said before, you have a couple factors that you need to take into consideration. You need to think about how much pain you're in or how anxious you are or how down-regulated your body is. And by that, I mean, how out of shape are you? How much body fat do you have? How poor of health are you in, or how good of health are you in? The better health you're in, probably the less CBD you're going to need. So keep these things in mind. Now, of course, there's extenuating factors. Say you're in good health, but you just broke your leg. Well, your pain's going to be more severe. You're going to have more inflammation from that acute injury. So you want to keep that in mind. Now, if you're someone who is in good shape, you're wanting to take CBD oil to help with recovery after workout, then you want to be thinking about a lower dosage than somebody who just broke their leg or somebody who has chronic pain and it's a neuropathic, so nerve-related type of pain that's pretty severe. That's a different situation. Chances are this individual is going to have a situation in which their health isn't as good because of their chronic pain. So that being said, you want to think about that. Now you want to go to next, okay, what is your weight and how much body fat percentage do you suspect you have? If you have no idea, there are electroimpedance devices that you can stand on, scales is what I'm talking about, scales that you can take your shoes off and go to your bare feet and stand on, and they can give you somewhat of a ballpark in terms of your body fat percentage. There's also devices that you can hold with your hands and check that. Many gyms have that as well if you're looking to try to figure that out. Now, the gold standard in body fat percentage is a dunk tank type of method. Usually, the only place you're going to find those is looking into CrossFit gyms. A lot of gyms bring these people around, and you can go and do a dunk tank to figure out your body fat percentage. There's also ways to scan, like different devices that scan, much like a machine that checks your bone density. It can check your fat density. So there's multiple ways to get an assessment of how much you might be dealing with in terms of body fat percentage. Now, the next thing is looking at your general weight. So maybe you don't know 100% your body fat percentage. Maybe you guess. Maybe you're just like, screwed, I just want to go off my weight. Well, there are some charts out there that can give you a really good idea of how to look at this. The standard is 1 milligram of CBD per 10 pounds of body weight. Now, I have a chart that I use in my office to give a ballpark for a patient. So, for example, if someone is weighing between 86 and 150 pounds and they have no pain, they're just working on anxiety or just working on general wellness, or they have mild pain, it would be about 12 milligrams in terms of a starting dosage. For someone who has more severe pain and they're weighing between 86 and 150 pounds, we're looking at about 18 milligrams as a starting dosage. Now, if we look at someone who's weighing between 150 and 240 pounds, if they have severe pain, we're looking at 27 milligrams as a starting dosage of the CBD. And if the pain is mild, we're looking at 18 milligrams. So you can see that these are relatively conservative dosages. Now, you take that number and estimate, okay, do you got a lot of jigglies? Do you feel like you have a pretty good, decent amount of body fat? Add 10 milligrams to that. That's kind of how I gauge it. Now, when you're working with herbs, starting low and going slow is a good thing. I think it's absolutely worth it to go that route. So I'm giving you ballparks in terms of capsules. And you can get capsules at 25 milligrams. You can get them at 10 milligrams. You can get them all the way up to 50 milligrams. The more milligrams you get per capsule, the more expensive it's going to be. So sometimes I have patients grabbing a bottle that has 10 milligrams capsules so that you can double, triple, quadruple up and see how you do. Now, the next thing is when you take this capsule, you need to wait an hour because you have to let it set into the system. One of the ways that I have helped this process along, is drinking tea with the capsule that you're taking, because you're going to bring blood flow to your digestive system, and so you're going to enhance absorption in that case. I do not recommend drinking coffee and taking CBD oil, because I think that there's some interactions, because coffee can interfere with the absorption of a lot of different nutrients. And so I kind of treat it the same way. I don't like folks taking their herbs with their coffee either in my practice. So I typically will have someone taking a very gentle tea, like a chamomile, or even just warm water with some lemon in it, totally fine to help with potentiating the absorption or amping up the absorption of the CBD oil. Now, if you're not going to do a capsule, then my next choice of starting CBD dosing with patients is to go off of a tincture. So a tincture bottle is usually coming in a 30 milliliter bottle. That's kind of standard for most bottles of tinctures. And the 30 milliliters is usually going to have a milligram dosage on the front. And it's going to say, oh, let's just go with 100 milligrams of CBD. I'm going to make it simple. And we've got 30 milliliters of CBD in that bottle. And so if we have 30 milliliters, I said 30 milliliters of CBD. Let's switch this up. I'm not a genius at math. Let's make it even more simple. Let's do an evenly divided number, because I said 100. That's going to be difficult. You mathletes out there, you can totally do the math for me. Since I suck at math, we're going to go to something that makes a little more sense. So let's imagine that that 30 mil bottle of CBD has 1,500 milligrams in it. And so if we divide 1,500 by 30, we're going to get 50 milligrams of CBD per dropper. And so literally what I'm doing in terms of math is total CBD in the bottle divided by the number of milliliters in the bottle. And then you're going to get your dosage per dropper. So since I typically start folks at about 25 milligrams for a dosage of CBD, saying someone weighs between 150 and 240 pounds, and we're dealing with a little bit more of severe pain, about 25 milligrams, good starting place. The chart tells me 27, but let's not get crazy. Let's make things simple. So if we have a 50 milligram dropper, well, we want to do half of it to get that 25. And so you do half of the dropper under the tongue, let it sit there for 60 seconds, and then swallow what you haven't had absorb across the bloodstream. And you wait. Sometimes it can take about 15 minutes to 30 minutes to take effect. It is the second fastest acting method of admission of CBD into your body, with vaping being the quickest way to get things in. However, vaping cartridges and things of that nature can sometimes be tricky to know exactly what you're getting in, because the cartridges have one thing, but how much you actually inhale, a little tricky in between there. With at least the tincture, you can estimate what a half of a dropper is. Still not foolproof, but you can estimate and then take it from there. Whereas the capsules, of course, you know what you're getting per capsule. And that's kind of going to be your most accurate dosage. Now, keep in mind, if you're taking those capsules, you're going to lose some in the gut. So you have to take into account that if your sweet spot with taking capsules is like 50 milligrams of CBD, you might get away with 30 milligrams doing a dropper format, like a tincture. Don't know. But like I said, at least you'll be closer to knowing what works for you versus having no idea whatsoever. So that being said, vaping takes about 5 minutes to set in. Sublingual, meaning the dropper under the tongue, is about 60 seconds for holding onto it for absorption. And you'll get effects somewhere around 15 minutes Some resources said 5 to 15. I'll be honest, I've never seen myself or anybody that I've talked to have 5-minute effects from CBD oil sublingually. But hey, that's just what I've seen in terms of patients and in my own self. Now, in terms of the chocolates and the gummies and the candies, this is going through oral ingestion. So this is going to take about an hour or so, sometimes an hour and a half, to get into the system. And if you've had a big meal right before it, it's going to take longer. Same thing goes if you take CBD oil and you've had a meal right before you take the CBD oil. It's going to take longer to get into the system because your gut's busy dealing with other things. So typically, CBD oil on an empty stomach, or just take a small snack or something with it if you absolutely have to have something in your stomach. And like I said before, tea always works to help with enhancing absorption. So keep that in mind. CBD oil does absorb better in an oily format because we need that delivery, like the liposomal delivery. And so that's why CBD is often put into coconut oil. And eating a fattier meal, if you're going to have like a little, not a meal, fattier snack, if you need something in your belly when you take the CBD, have something that's fattier that'll absorb a little better. Now, topical application. And this is a whole nother department that if you're afraid to take something internally, put it on topically and see what you think. Now, keep in mind, if you have joint pain, but you have a lot of cushioning, so you've got some fat around those joints and you're trying to get that CBD down into those joints, you might lose some in the fat. You might need to use more cream than the average individual. Keep that in mind. Same thing goes with the bath bombs, like the Kush Queen bath bombs. You might need 2 per bath versus 1. Okay, so going back to topicals, because topicals are important. I found them to be really useful in my office. In fact, my esthetician that works with me, she broke her toe, I'd say probably like about 6 weeks ago. And I quick gave her the CBD cream and we used my red light therapy. And her toe went down like in size, like incredibly, from being super swollen to like half the swelling size. And really de-inflamed in a couple days of using the CBD cream that I had her use and using the red light therapy. It was quite impressive. I've also used CBD creams in acute injuries and found that, gosh, yeah, it does really seem to knock down inflammation quite quickly. But one of the things to really think about, though, is how much tissue do you have over that area of injury? Because the more fat that you have, it will get stuck in the fat. You're gonna have to warm up the area, so getting heat to the area to open up the pores to help with delivery of the CBD oil. So like apply after you've taken a shower or after a workout when those pores are open, or apply a heating pad or something to open up to get that delivery better, because I think a lot of people will use it and say, ah, it doesn't work. Well, it's maybe you didn't apply enough, and it's also that maybe you didn't apply with those pores open. And keep in mind that with the topicals, it takes about 15 to 30 minutes for those topicals to really take an effect. And I do think that you need to reapply pretty much about every hour or so topically to get full effects. Some cases, maybe 2 or 3. In the case of the oral CBD oil, so tinctures and capsules, I think you've got about a 4 to 5 hour time frame, and that's kind of what I've seen with patients in terms of maximal effectiveness, and then it's going to wear off. So for a lot of people staying ahead of pain, coming off surgery, things of that nature, it's useful to consider making sure you've got it dialed in when you're going to take your next dosage. I highly, highly, highly recommend having CBD oil on hand for after surgery. So you get out of surgery, you've kind of went through your recovery phase, and if you can use CBD oil instead of narcotics, man, it saves your gut, because the side effects on your gut from constipation to aches and pains and toxicity of those narcotics, my gosh, CBD is a breeze, and I think it helps a ton post-injury in that case. So that being said, what are you looking for when you go into a store to buy a product, or if you're looking online? You want to make sure that you're looking for a company that does third-party testing for purity. and especially third-party testing for purity of hemp when it's received, so the product when it's received. Because one thing that everyone should know about hemp is that hemp as a plant is a purifier. And by that I mean it's going to pull heavy metals and toxins from the ground that it's grown in. So you want to buy hemp from a clean source, somewhere where it's grown, where it's not sucking up a bunch of chemicals. This is huge because of how strong the hemp plant is at purifying the ground and areas that it's in. Oddly enough, I learned a little bit about purification of ground and reclamation of mines when I was living in Colorado, and the poplar trees can do this. They have this amazing ability to be able to suck up chemicals and neutralize chemicals that are in the ground and expel the neutralized byproducts of these chemicals into the air when they breathe through their leaves. Super crazy. But hemp's very similar. And so that is one super important thing to take into account, and also why I don't want people buying cheap CBD oil products. You want to spend some money on these. And like I said before, you're probably looking at around $40-$50+. And the price goes up based on the concentration of milligrams of CBD. But the stronger the concentration, the less you'll have to use. So keep that in mind. But you want to know the company. You want to make sure that they're doing third-party testing for purity. And especially when the hemp is received, you also want that third-party testing done. So there's companies like Receptra and Lazarus Naturals. Lazarus Naturals happens to be out of Seattle, and they're a great company that is super diligent about making sure the testing is on point, because they understand that hemp plants can be grown dirty and shipped to places. And not only can you get a plant that's dirty, then you have an extraction of the CBD technique that's not CO2, that's not ethanol-based, and now you've got a dirty extraction technique, you could be making yourself a lot more toxic. So please don't purchase cheap CBD oil. Okay, when you're looking at purchasing CBD oil, you want to have a whole plant CBD extract, not hemp seed oil, because a whole plant's going to have more CBD in it. Hemp seed doesn't have very much CBD. You want whole plant CBD extract, so make sure it says that on the label. Now, like I said before, you need a larger dosage based on how out of balance your body is, how much body fat you have, and how big you are just in terms of weight in general. So keep that in mind. Now, for some people, some of the complaints I get about CBD is that, oh, it doesn't work. Well, one, people are afraid to take higher dosages. You cannot overdose on CBD. You can't. There's been so much research on it to the point where you can't find anything. Where do you find the problems with THC? You can overdose on THC. THC and CBD do work synergistically when you have a product with both in it. And what the CBD does is it attenuates the psychoactive effects of the THC. Now, for some folks that have not been successful with CBD and they've tried higher dosages, they've tried the different techniques I've mentioned in terms of taking it properly, making sure all of the methods of delivery were done properly, you might be someone that needs a little bit of THC to help get the CBD activated. You can actually purchase CBD that has 0.03% of THC in it. It can be legally sold at that. It has to be, basically, CBD oil has to contain less than 0.03% THC to be effective, or be effective, to be legal, excuse me, to be legal in terms of being sold anywhere in the U.S. However, having a little bit of THC can be helpful, because THC can help activate CBD a little better in folks who are what I would call a stubborn case, where the individual doesn't respond to just straight CBD. And in that case, I will often have folks looking for products that are combos, but not going above even 2 milligrams of THC per dosage of their CBD. Now, I'm not going to talk about that in great detail in this podcast. It's for folks who are having trouble with the CBD actually working. Now, another thing is to activate CBD in folks who have severe pain, who have chronic illness. Like I'm talking Lyme disease, I'm talking fibromyalgia, I'm talking complex regional pain syndrome, neuropathy, autoimmune conditions. Echinacea, the herb, can help activate CBD. So sometimes I have people taking echinacea and CBD oil together to help to activate the CBD and not having to worry about THC in this case. So something else to think about in this if you are one of those folks that just does not respond to straight CBD. So I have a ton of resources on my podcast notes at drjkrausnd.com. And I put a lot of my info that I've gleaned from multiple resources over the years to help my patients with dosing CBD oil, but also put in my favorite brands. I mentioned Receptra. I mentioned Kush Queen Bath Bombs. I also mentioned Lazarus Naturals. Infinite CBD is another great company. CBD Distillery, Elixinol. I've mentioned them before. Mary's Nutritionals. All great companies. In fact, Mary's Nutritionals does have transdermal patches that you could put a patch on if you were looking for that sort of method versus a cream or a topical. There's a lot of different options out there for you, and by no means am I completely comprehensive in this podcast, but what I want to get across here more than anything is that CBD, cannabidiol, is not a drug. It is a herb. It's an herbal substance that helps to soothe the endocannabinoid system. I find it extremely useful. I want folks to look at this versus popping themselves full of Tylenol and ibuprofen and Advil, or even some of the harder stuff, you know, using things like Percocets or Oxys or things of that nature. The CBD is so much more gentle on the body. It works more synergistically with the body and a heck of a lot less side effects. In fact, none. So take a look at my resources on my website at drjkrausnd.com. Leave me a message. Let me know if you've tried CBD oil, if this was a helpful podcast for you, or if there's something that I didn't mention that you want to share with folks, because I think getting the word out on CBD oil and its effects is something that we all could benefit from, because we have a huge opioid crisis. It's no secret. And CBD is so much better and more synergistic and helps us to manage stress. I really think it can make this world a better place with people being a lot more chill and a lot healthier, because stress is really one of our number one killers. It breaks our brain. It breaks our hearts. It breaks so many things. And so consider CBD oil next time you're having some pain, or if you're struggling with chronic pain or anxiety or just struggling with stress in general and you can't seem to calm your nervous system down, or you suck at meditation like me, it might be worth it to just help to give your endocannabinoid system that's overtaxed a break every once in a while. Alrighty, well, that's the scoop on why I think you should try CBD oil. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. Leave me a message. Let me know what you think. Tell your friends about it. And stay tuned for the next podcast. You've survived another episode of The Health Fix. I'm your host, Dr. Jeanine Krause. Have a great day, whatever you're doing. Hey, everybody. Dr. Jeanine Krause here. If you liked what you heard today, then head over to drjkrausnd.com to find my free resources and information to know when I post something new that's juicy that you might want to check out. Plus, head over to where you get your podcasts and like, subscribe, and write a review to help get the word out about me and help others at the same time to find me. It really does help, and I really appreciate all of your reviews.